In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Oh, thank you once again. Lovely Storytime introduction, lady sweet thing. Well, today's story is titled Redneck Fishing.
Redneck Fishing.
Thank you, Chauncey. I really appreciate it. Well, we have two good old boys from deep east Texas, Joe Bob and Bobby Joe. They took a long weekend aside to go on a first-rate fishing trip. Now, this was a Friday through Monday thing, and they went all out. They rented all the equipment, the reels, the rods, the wading suits, the boat, the Tahoe, and even a cabin in the woods. I mean, they spent a fortune. Well, day one, they spent every minute between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. fishing, but didn't catch a thing. Same thing happened on day two and on day three. It went on like this until finally, on the very last day of their vacation, Bobby Joe caught a fish.
Wow.
Yeah. Naturally, neither one of them is in a very conversational mood during the drive back. They're just driving along, listening to a Gene Watson CD. Close to an hour and a half into the drive, Joe Bob turns to Bobby Joe and he says, "Do you realize that this one lousy fish we caught cost us $1,500?" Well, Bobby Joe thought it over for a minute and then he says, "Wow, that it's a good thing we didn't catch no more."
I don't care who you are, that's funny right there.